We'll take our text tonight from Gospel of John, chapter 15. That's John, chapter 15, verse 12 through 15. So John 15, starting at verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Wow. Jesus called us friend. He called me friend. He called you a friend. Think about that for a moment. I mean, to put in perspective, many, many years ago, when I was working on a job, I was privileged to ask to go to a sail training, a long weekend, 4-day weekend sail training in, I think, Nashville, Tennessee. Somewhere in some building, I don't remember now. It was a kind of big building, 4-story high. It was nice and neat design. You know, during the sail presentation, there's a lot of sitting, interaction, and role playing. So during break, you know, they encourage you to walk around or inside the building to visit some of the offices or the conference room and the stage like this where, you know, they have a speaker come to speak. On one of the day, I went up to the fourth floor, I think it was the fourth floor, and walk around just to look at the office, the layout design. As I walked to one of the office, you know, a guy came out and say, "Hey, Roth, how you doing?" And yeah, I didn't know this person. I was kind of surprised a little bit. He said, "Why don't you come in the office?" I said, "No." I was shy and reserved. I said, "No, thank you." I said, "No, come in. You're a friend. Let's just come in, sit down, have a chat." I said, "Okay." Then he introduced himself. He said, "I'm Dan." I said, "Hey, good to meet you, Dan." And I look on his desk and it says VP, you know, Dan something. I can't remember his last name now. But he was the vice president of the company there. And I said, "Yeah, you have a very nice desk and a nice cool looking chair." He said, "Why don't you sit on it?" I said, "No, thank you." He's a good salesperson, so he convinced me to sit on his desk there. And then he said, "Why don't you put your feet up on the desk?" Again, this made me very uncomfortable coming from a background where, you know, you're supposed to respect your elder or higher authority. Finally, he convinced me, so I put my foot up in the thing real quick. And of course, we don't have iPhone or cell phone back then to take a selfie or anything like that to show proof. But I felt very important at that moment. You know, he recognizes me, he acknowledges me, and yeah, he called me friend, even though yeah, I didn't know him and somehow he knew of me. But imagine the King of the world, the God of creation, who created the universe, acknowledges you as a friend, call you a friend. I mean, that has to be worth more than anything in this life, in this world. Now, we all need friends. I know, I'm sure somebody listening out there or somebody here thinking, "I don't need friends." No, most of us long to have a friend. All of us want a friend. You know, somebody to listen to our issues, our problems, our concerns, our thoughts, our passions, our success, our regrets. I mean, what good is having go through all those if you don't have a friend to share those with, right? No one's want to be alone. Yeah, I don't believe any of us in this world, as we born, a call to be alone. Yeah, when God created man, he even said it in the beginning, yeah, it's not good for man to be alone. So he understands it and knows it. And even when Jesus was down here on earth, he had many friends. And he had close friend, 12 close friend, and he had 3 best friend also. So again, we call we are called to have a relationship, and of course the ultimate relationship is with Jesus Christ. So tonight, what is a friend? I'm sure you all know. I mean, a friend, yeah, I read a little bit about friendship. Friendship can, you know, either affect your blood pressure and your immune system. So choose wisely. You can have friend that can raise your blood pressure and lower your immune system, or you can have friend that lower your blood pressure and raises your immune system. So what kind of friend you choose to have? Use the wisdom that the Lord gives you for that. But again, a friend is a person of whom you know and whom you have a bond of mutual affection with. Again, and of course there are different levels of friendship also. And there are friends who are just friends, good friends, and best friend. So, first let's go through a friend, or just friend. A lot of time, friends are someone that we have, again, some kind of bond or connection with. Let's say all of us can consider here one another friend because we go to the same church, we worship the same God, you know, we read the same Bible, or sometimes somebody we work with are considered friends, and or you know, even in any situation that we have or come to that are just regular normal friend. Or a lot of time, some of those people that call you, hey buddy, you know, those are, again, normal, regular friend. How about a good friend? But a good friend takes another step, right? They have a closer bond, a closer trust, a closer dependency on one another. Someone who will be there for you consistently through good time and through bad times. They will take time to listen to your problem, to your concern, and to your success, yeah, and your failure. You feel good when you're around them. You will even invite them to your house after church, yeah, after Sunday or Friday night. So those are good friends. You welcome them into your home, into their life. And you might even go play basketball together or pickleball together also. So those are good friends, right? What about, Jesus has 12 good friends that was always around him too. So, and then, so we have just friend, good friend, and best friends. Well, again, best friend is another step from that are close friends. Somebody who you completely trust with your life. Somebody who you completely share your thought, your desire with without any reservation. You trust wholly and for the good or worst of it. They know the worst and the good, the best from you. And again, they will be there for you no matter what. And they will always comfort you. And they know and share intimate moments. Again, Jesus has best friends also, you know, Peter, James, and John, that are him that he confide with, that he take him to a certain area and certain part of his life that he share with also. You know, but hey, there's sometimes we have situation where a friend is a good friend, and best friend. I just realized today too, our twins, Ivy and Sage, they're kind of in that mode where they're friend, good friend, and best friend. I mean, they're good friend when they're friend when they just look at each other or try to take stuff away from one another and just push one another in fun, in good time. But sometimes they grow closer, or they act closer or feel closer connection, have their own language. When Ivy cry, hurt herself or something, and Sage will just look at her and just start crying with her. Maybe that's how her way of comforting her. Of course, then there's time when they're best friend, and a lot of time when Ivy's crying, Sage will just take her pacifier out of her mouth and just shove it into Ivy's mouth. Of course, she probably took it from her mouth in the first place, too. So again, they're in all three stages of friendship there. Again, friends best friend knows how to apologize and know when to forgive. They're willing to suffer to give you hope and a peace. They're not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about their friend first. They're thinking about the other person first. There's someone who you can rely upon. Again, unfortunately, there's time where a friend can hurt us, fail us, but that's opposite with Jesus. Jesus will never leave us or forsake us. He will never hurt us or desert us, ever. Because that's a promise. He told us that. He mentioned that. And he wants what's best for us. So, what does it mean when Jesus calls us friend? Well, it means to me, he is the source of my life. He is the source of your life. He is the source of all my blessing. He is the source of my redemption. He is the source of your redemption. I mean, he is the source of our whole entire being. That's what it means, you know, when Jesus called us friend. You know, John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. That's why Jesus called us friend, so we can bring forth the fruit that he wants us to bring, the fruit. You know, there's a verse that says, when Jesus said, ye are my friend, if ye do whatsoever I command you. I don't know how some of you take that. You know, when I was a young person in Christ, even up to many years ago, when I read that that verse, it says, well, basically, hey, if you are my friend, you have to do what I say. Who wants a friend to say, hey, you can only be my friend if you do what I say, what I want, how I want it? Any one of you here? I didn't. I mean, so I always understood it that way. I said, well, how can Jesus said, you know, I can only be your friend if you do what I said? But then I realized, I come as I pray and came to understand, that's not what it's all about. That's not what it means. It's not about control, but it's about redemption. It's about love. So when he said, you know, you are my friend if you do what I command you, I'll give you an illustration. Have any of you here gone fishing on a boat with Brother Wayne Butler? No, I mean, we always hear his story, right? Imagine if you were to go on his little boat with Wayne Butler to go fish off the coast of Nia Bay there, right? And Wayne said, hey, Roth, okay, you're coming along, but you have to do what I say when you're on my boat. Yeah, I'm gonna probably listen to him, right? Because he know what he is doing. Imagine all the story when he said, when the storm come, or when the giant waves come and tip his boat, or when his boat is leaking, when he's trying to, you know, shovel the water out of his leaking boat and stuff like that. Of course, I'm going to listen to him and do what he tells me, because Brother Wayne would care for me enough not even to let me fall into the ocean in the crashing wave, or let me drown in those waves, or try to push me because I didn't listen to him, right? So that's what it means when Jesus said, you know, you are my friend if you do whatsoever so I commanded you. It means that when life comes, when trouble comes, life is not easy. I mean, if life is running smoothly along for some of you, great. Lord, God bless you. But life is not easy. Sometimes we go through hard time, through sickness, through challenges. That's why Jesus said, hey, do what I command you. I'm doing it for your benefit, to redeem you, to guide you, so you would bear fruit to be a light for other. If we listen to what he says, he basically is protecting us. He's not controlling us or give us a do's and don't. You know, as I was growing up too, studying, learning, and debating with other Christians, yeah, how can you love a God who's always have a sets of rule of do's and don't? No, it's not about do's and don't. It's about love. It's about redemption. He asked to do this thing because he loves us so much that he doesn't want us to end up in eternity without him. That's why he said, you know, do what I say, because I have the best outcome for you, because I can see what's ahead of you, what you can't see. Again, that's what that mean and understand come to mean, because when Jesus tells us, hey, we need to listen to him, we should listen to him, because he will redeem us, he will comfort us, and he will give us the peace and direction that we need in this life. So tonight, what kind of friend are you to Jesus? We know that Jesus to us is our best friend, because he gave up everything. He gave up throne, he gave up, heaven, he gave up lordship to come and die for us and be one of us so we can understand him. He gave up all that so we can have life. So again, that's what a best friend is. That's what a friend is. Ultimate true friendship is laying your life for another. He did that already. So he is all our best friend already. But tonight, what kind of friend are you to Jesus Christ? Are you just a friend? Just come into church, sing some song, listen to the sermon, then just be on your way? Or are you a good friend? You come to church, you come to fellowship, you do what you can for the Lord because what he did for you, you at least try to share the gospel to other. Or are you a best friend, or Jesus is your best friend, which again, you commit your whole life is to him. Everything that you do for him. Every thought that you thought, that you think, is for him. Or every decision you make, you ask him about it first. Is he your best friend? Or is he just a friend tonight for you? Again, as all of us here have an opportunity to become a friend with Jesus. I mean, if you're not saved already, you have that opportunity. Of course, you can't, just like any relationship, any friendship, you can't have become best friend right away. Friendship develop, it grows. Are you growing closer and closer tonight? Are you, if you're not the best friend to Jesus, are you getting closer? Or are you taking a step back or falling or going the other direction? I pray to the Lord that you seek to draw closer to him, to make him your best friend. Because again, he only wants what's best for you. Not for himself. He has everything already. He wants you to have that relationship with him. The greatest relationship, that bond that nothing else in this world can give you, or anybody else in this world can give you. Now, once we develop that best friend or the relationship with Jesus Christ, once we experience that perfect relationship with Jesus Christ, we want to extend that to others around us. We want to share that love, that friendship to all around us. So tonight, in closing, I'll close with this verse, John 15:15. Henceforth, I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Again, we are not his servant, but we are his friend. And according to that verse here, everything that is known, was made known to him by his Father, he has passed it along to you. We are part of that inheritance that is promised to Abraham, who was called, the only person who was called a friend of God. So that promise, that covenant has passed on to us. That's why Jesus called us friend tonight. So again, ask yourself, what kind of friend are you to Jesus? And if you have not made Jesus your friend yet, or your Savior, why wait? There's no other better friendship out there in this world. You can trust him. I trust him with my life. I trust him with my whole being. And I'm so thankful that I gave my life to him, that I made him my friend, my best friend. Because he is everything to me, and I want him, and I hope that he can be everything to you. Again, if you haven't become his friend yet, tonight is a great opportunity. Give your life to him. See what he can do for you, and what kind of relationship that he can, develop for you and make you grow into and make the person that he wants you to be. So God bless, and the song of invitation is 630.